Jovan Heisen is the Vice President of Membership and Resource Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me on the program.
I can tell you folks right now, he was honestly in a good mood until he heard the forecast for a couple of days down the road.
That's right. Boy, well, you know what? At least the reprieve we have is I just want to watch basketball all day Thursday and Friday anyway. So I don't need to go outside. I'm just going to line up the TVs and watch college basketball.
You know, I used to work with a guy that would take days off for March Madness. I mean, basically, he'd enter his man cave and wouldn't come out until after the weekend was over.
That's right.
So
it's a national holiday for some of us, you know.
It is. I mean, it's great to watch all the games, but you know, some people don't like that. So anyway,
yeah, you just got to remember to get up and exercise, you know, right? Between the games.
Yeah, 12-ounce curls don't count, right?
So that's right. Anyway. That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about some different things that are going on with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. I guess at the top of the list, you actually have a job opportunity for someone out there.
Yeah, we do. This is sort of hot news. We just posted a position on Friday, and this is something that we have not posted for probably 8 years since our workforce specialist has been in the role. So this is an opportunity for somebody that's a lot of fun. So the position is called Workforce Specialist. It is the full-time position on the Envision staff that coordinates the activities that connect the business community with the education community. So there's programs that that engage all the way from eighth graders around middle schools in the whole county. There's a couple programs with high school population. And then there's some post-high school as well. There's a summer series for college interns and co-ops. And like a lot of the things we do here, it's dynamic. So when there are new opportunities or ideas that come from the business community or from education, we can implement those things. So it's somebody that can pilot programs perhaps, but can really be an organized asset for delivering on these longstanding programs like Project Grill, where high school kids are mentored by leading manufacturers, and they work together collaboratively on a project that builds a grill at the end of the semester, or our Fond du Lac Rock program, which we engage several schools in the area, targeting the group of high school seniors who are about to graduate with no plans for after school, no college, no military, no full-time employment lined up. So trying to get them inside of local employers so they can see what it is that's available to them from entry level standpoint right here in the greater Fond du Lac area. So as I said, very busy, very fun position that really ultimately just tries to connect employer base with the education base and create bridges and solutions to help the workforce pipeline.
So how do folks find out more about that, or where would it be your website, or?
Yeah, it may be on our website. It would probably be on our sister site, fondulacworks.com, fdlworks.com, but it's also on Indeed, and it's on the Envision LinkedIn page. So it shouldn't be too hard to find on the internet. Of course, you can always call us if that's easier. We can send you the job description via email if you know somebody that is looking for full-time work. At a very fun employer, I might add, Bob, but a great place to work. And I know it's tough. A lot of folks still in a tight hiring market here, but we believe we've got a good position here for the right person.
All right, what's the name of the position?
Our workforce specialist.
Okay, very good. You got a couple of annual dinners coming up. Let's take them on the calendar here. Waupun Business Alliance Annual Banquet. That's kind of specific to Waupun, right?
It is. Yeah, it's open to anybody that wants to engage with this event. But this is sort of a continuation of what the Waupun Area Chamber, part of their traditional annual banquet, that since we formed the Waupun Business Alliance, we're continuing on. It's a great celebration. It's a good update. So what's cool about this event is we partner with the city of Waupun. So it's a platform for city leadership to also give an annual update and a preview of the things that the city is working on from an economic development lens. And the city even has a couple of awards that they recognize independent of the Waupun Business Alliance Awards for our members. So really a great one-stop event where you can get a lot of updates on everything happening in Waupun from the chamber perspective and from the city. Great crowd, as always. So there's a lot of community leaders in the room. So if anybody, you know, is listening that says, man, you know, I'd like to know more about what's going on in Waupun, you know, the business community there, what's happening on Main Street, for example, what's happening in the business park. Those are all the types of updates that you can get. But this year, we're also pretty proud. We're celebrating a number of legacy businesses in the area. We have four businesses in Waupun that are turning 50 years old this year. So something was in the water back in 1974. Something was happening. The entrepreneurial spirit was strong. But you've got Home and Auto Sales, Central Cable Contractors, Verheg Furniture, and Tony's Pizza, all with their 50th birthday. And then Fox Valley Savings Bank is celebrating 100 years in Waupun this year. Yeah. So quite a bit to celebrate from the legacy business standpoint.
Okay, this looks like it's going to be held at the Rock River Golf Course, mm-hmm. Country Club.
Right.
And that's on Thursday, March 28th, starting at 5 p.m. So information available on your events page, right?
That's right. Everything's on that events page on our website. But this one, you'll want to register by probably tomorrow or Thursday, because it is 1 week from Thursday. We've got to get our numbers into the Rock Golf Club submitted for dinner here. So don't dilly dally. Go ahead and register if you're interested.
Okay, and then actually, Envision has its annual. Do you call it the annual dinner or the annual meeting?
Depends who I'm talking to. Yeah, I think the official name is our annual meeting. Yeah, it's the annual meeting of the members, open to any members of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. This is held at the Radisson in Fond du Lac, and this is where we do our general business recognition and awards, celebration of our membership, and then some annual updates on the organization. This year, kind of uniquely, we're going to be unveiling some of the results of a study that we did of the economic impact of Envision since its inception. So giving a little bit of sense for folks of what we've accomplished together since 2017, when the Fond du Lac County Economic Development Corporation merged with the Fond du Lac Area Association of Commerce to form Envision Greater Fond du Lac. At the time, we knew that we could probably do more together than separately, but we didn't have the clearest roadmap of where the organization, you know, exactly goes and how it grows and what it impacts. And so it's a good time to look back at sort of the trail, the footprints through the snow, and see, you know, what kind of impact this organization has made and where we can impact in the future. So I expect it to be an inspiring night, and again, a great gathering. We get over 300 guests at this event, and a lot of good folks. Yeah, it's our largest gathering of the year. So, and again, we have, you know, celebration of award winners, which just got announced, I believe. So
yeah,
you can see those on the website as well.
Yeah, you've got some mainstays in your business world that are picking up some honors at that one. Okay, so this is Thursday, April 25th at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Fond du Lac.
It is. Starts at 5 p.m. we're committed to getting folks out of there by 8. So we'll see how well we do. But we were some years we hit the mark, some years we're just a little bit beyond it, but we do try our best.
Okay. And registration is also required for that one.
It is. Yeah. It's all online. You can register an entire table or half a table if you'd like as well. You can just call us for that. Otherwise, individual registration is very easy right through the events tab on our website.
Or you can look for the link in our news story on our website this morning. So
that'd be an even better place to look for it.
It'll take you right to the registration page, I believe. So anyway.
That's right.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and happy March Madness to you, I guess.
Thank you. Hopefully I don't get snowed in at my watch party on Thursday night.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Oh, it'd be a first.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care.
That is Joe Van Huysen, who is the Vice President of Membership and Resource Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We appreciate him joining us this morning.